U.S. special forces are in greater demand than ever in places like Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere. But they're being lured away from military service by lucrative security jobs in the private sector. The Defense Department is addressing this problem by offering new financial incentives to extend their service. And NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports this morning on the program's early results.
Members of Special Forces units such as the Green Berets and Navy SEALs have highly developed skills that make them a valuable commodity in the war on terrorism. They're trained in urban combat, intelligence techniques, foreign languages, and foreign cultures. Military officials say the cost of that training is about $350,000 a person. And the more experienced the operative, the more valuable he or she becomes. Lieutenant Colonel Alex Finley is in the personnel office of the Special Forces Command in Tampa. He says that special operations personnel usually like their work in the military and are more likely to make a career of it than members of the other services.
When you come into the special forces community, you know you're going to be deployed for a longer period of time. The demands are going to be a little bit different and maybe more arduous. Because that is a known entity, I think people make a sounder decision and then therefore make it a career.
But since the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the type of work offered by the special forces now is being offered by many other employers who pay a lot more money than the U.S. military. Again, Colonel Finley.
The world security situation has drastically changed, obviously, since 9/11. And across the economy globally, obviously, there is a huge requirement and a huge need for special forces type individuals from all sectors of the economy.
Private contractors have hired away experienced special operations officers, especially for work in Iraq and Afghanistan. Finley says that in the military, special operations personnel make anywhere from $40,000 to $70,000 a year, whereas in the private sector, they can make $200,000 or $300,000.
We know we can't compete, but we can provide good faith.
People don't usually enter special forces for money, but the Defense Department thinks that more money might convince them to stay in the service longer. Last winter, the Defense Department approved retention bonuses of up to $150,000 for people with critical skills who renew enlistments for various lengths of time. Also, additional incentive pay of $750 per month for people with more than 25 years of experience who agree to stay on active duty for an additional year. The Defense Department reports that as of July 27th, 544 special operations personnel had signed up for one of the incentive packages. Colonel Finley says the military won't know the overall impact on retention until the end of the year, but the numbers, he says, are encouraging. Special Forces recruitment remains strong, but it takes several years to train new operatives. The incentive packages, Finley says, give Special Operations Command some assurance that it will have experienced personnel in the field for the immediate future. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.